message you're about to listen to is by the Assistant General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor J.F. Odeshola, and it's titled War Against Anti-Marriage Forces. And it's brought to you by Genesis Sound Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, National Headquarters, Ebutemeta, Lagos. God bless you as you listen.
Worship you, Lord. Blessed be your name. We appreciate you, O God, for what you have done. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. I'd like you to hold the hand of your neighbor. You are going to say, favor of God, we are available. Locate us in the name of Jesus. Favor of God, all of us here in the house, we are available. Locate us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, locate us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You are going to pray for that your neighbor, one prayer and one for yourself. Then we'll go into the word of God. You are going to pray and say, my Father, my Father. Every anti-marital forces, all anti-marital forces in the life of this my neighbor, your time is over. Pack your load and go. In his family, in our family, every force and all forces that does not allow him or her to enjoy maximally, that does not allow him or her to marry, loose your grip and go. Oh, loose your grip and go. Loose your grip and go. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now, this prayer is for yourself. You are going to pray for yourself and say, my Father, my Father. Everything and anything that will not allow me to enjoy my marriage, that will cause delay in my marriage, or that will cause crisis in my marriage, I command them to pack their load and go. Vamoose for my life. In the name of Jesus, anything and everything that will not allow me to enjoy my family, that will not allow me to enjoy my wife, that will not allow me to enjoy my children, that will not allow my children to marry happily. Anything and everything. Hear the voice of the Lord. Lose your grip and disappear. Oh, lose your grip and disappear. Thank you, Father. In Jesus mighty name we pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
We say thank you. Thank you for the beginning of another month, Sunday of Thanksgiving. We bless your name, O God, for all the people that are present here. We thank you for our fathers and our mom in the house. And Lord, we thank you
even though God, for our pastor in this house, our daddy in the Lord, and our mommy, his wife. Thank you for everyone that are here today. We say thank you to you. Blessed be your name. That we can see the beginning of another month. That is a sign that for the rest of our year, we will continue to prevail. We will continue to travail. We will continue to overcome. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Everyone here this day, oh God, who are present before you today, every anti-marital force and all anti-marital forces, the one that hindered you, or the people who are of marriageable age to marry, or the one that troubled the home of people who are married, we command them to pack their load and go in the name of Jesus. Everyone present here this morning, that which will bring sweetness, that which will bring spiritual honey to our marriage and home, release in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone who are yet to marry and they've been waiting, but nothing seems to be forthcoming. This particular day, open a new chapter for them in the name of Jesus Christ. All the tight pairs and people are giving up in this house. The blessing that is greater than your age, your qualification, generation, transgenerational blessing, the Lord will put upon you in the name of Jesus. Everyone contributing for one project or the other here. Some people are doing it secretly. Some people are doing it openly. Some people are even doing, they are going beyond the boundary of spending to spend. Lord, we pray you will take extra time to prepare their blessing in the name of Jesus. This morning, visit us. Heal the sick. Deliver the oppressed. Save soul, O God. Meet with us at the point of our need. Everyone that needs encouragement, please encourage them. Lord, our Father in the Lord, who is linking up with us at the moment and watching what we are doing, who has actually generously prayed for us, we pray that you will be with him in the name of Jesus. And Father, Lord, it's up to you, Lord, and I release myself as an instrument of the Holy Spirit, O God, that you will use me this morning and the people of God will collect all their blessings. All those who have written prayer requests and those who have given testimony, answer their prayer in the name of Jesus. Make their testimony permanent and let your name be honored. We honor you, our Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And let someone say amen. Let someone say amen. Help me to tell your neighbor, for the rest of your life, you will never know what they call sorrow. And tell it to three people at least. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 I bring greetings from our brethren in Libya, in Tripoli and Benghazi. I'm just coming directly from Libya now, and I believe the Church of God is doing well there. I'm amazed about what God is doing in that country. So please, let's keep praying for all our brothers and sisters and all our pastors who are determined to remain in those countries and doing the work of the Lord. And the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. I don't like that. Amen. War against anti-marital forces. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18 is what I want to read. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word in the name of Jesus. It is very important for all to take note of what we are dealing with today. Whether you are married or you are about to. Because when God completed everything in the Garden of Eden, he passed through this thing to the quality control laboratory he declared that the old thing was good. That's in Genesis 1:31. And God said everything is good. But all of a sudden, in chapter 2 verse 18, we come across something that God said was not good. But let me say this, that this is the beginning of marriage. There is an history book that goes further. I mean, there is no history book that goes further than this. That's why the Bible said in the same chapter, verse 24, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his own wife, and they shall be one flesh. So, there is a cleaving, and there are. But let me make some few statements, maybe about 10, some facts that we need to know. Hard truth, hard fact. Number one is that the next worst thing outside hellfire is a bad marriage. The next worst thing after hellfire is a bad marriage. Number two, the choice of who you marry determines the course of your life. Either you succeed or fail depend on the one you marry. Number three, marriage are made in heaven, not on earth. If you want good marriage, you want a good husband, you want a good wife, you want a transformation of already husband you have, a wife, then we need to get connected to heaven. Number four, my father in the Lord said this a time ago to the youth. They said, love is blind, but marriage will open the eyes. What you don't know about the brother who you are only meeting in church, whether he snores, whether he drops saliva to wet pillow, by the time you got married, you will discover. Because during the courtship, there is a lot of pretense. Number five, a wedding cake is the only cake that can give indigestion for the rest of people's life. Every other cake we digest, but wedding cake. Number six, it is better for people to laugh at you for married late than to be unable to laugh after your marriage. Now, number seven. Marriage can be a holy wedlock or an holy deadlock. Because once you are married for life, if you want to follow God's instruction, marriage can also be a holy wedlock or an holy padlock. Maybe number seven, I'm not sure. To marry for beauty or for handsomeness is like buying a house because of the paint. Because the beauty will fade away. You want to know who is beautiful or handsome, you can only get them in the money. Because many of us who are in the church now, there is an heavy makeup, both male and female. The people who didn't dye their head, they put something. It's okay. God is not angry about that. Number eight. Successful marriage is always a triangle. God at the top, the man and the woman are both other side. When things go wrong at the base, you can look unto him who is at the top that can never run out of control. Number 8, I'm not sure. A child of God who marries a child of the devil, we have a serious problem with his father-in-law. Who is the devil? Another thing, after the wedding, it is too late to regret. A good husband, a good wife, is God smiling at you from heaven. And many so-called engagements are actually engagement. But let me say this. The family is the foundation of civilization. And family, it is a church within church. It is a world within the world large. Every society where they are doing well, you can check out what is happening in family. The family is like a book. No one has a choice. You are born to give birth to a child. That's what God actually concept or conceive you for. He said, you go to the world, subdue it, replenish the earth. So marriage is an institution from the Lord. After he created man, what he made next is marriage. And it's a relationship between husband and the wife. A state of being united to a person of opposite sex. Not the type that is bastardized today. Adam and Steve. It's Adam and Eve. So, joining together of people in holy wedlock. That's why the Bible said to those of you who are yet to marry, he that founded a wife, founded a good thing, and obtained the favor of God. Proverbs 18:22. And those of us who are married, you are configured, glued together for life. But let me also say, because God founded the institution of marriage, the devil is out to destroy it. Whatever you see in place that doesn't make people to enjoy marriage, that doesn't make people to marry in time, that make people to be disappointed severally, there are forces that are working against marriage. For some, it started in a womb. What happened to their mother, their father? The replica of what is in their ancestral lineage is there. The mother married late, father, the same thing. The father and the mother didn't enjoy their marriage. Now, the guy is married, is the same thing. There are specific forms or forces that are delegated to pull down marriage. I hope you read many years ago how the witches and wizards all over the world converged in South Africa and they were fasting for 120 days. These that redeemed declare 40 days and some people are not fasting. The witches and wizards fasting. They were fasting for 120 days. What are they fasting for? All these Christians, let's destroy their marriage. And they will not have any testimony. But your marriage will not be involved. I don't like that. Amen. Your marriage will not be involved in the name of Jesus. Every force against your marriage, against your life, today, God will destroy all in the name of Jesus. Why do you need to war against anti-marital forces? Number one, because it is a commandment that it is not good that a man should live alone. for people who are not married. If you are married, you took a vow. Whether you call it traditional marriage or registry or church marriage, there is a vow which was consummated. In the first night, you slept together. It may not mean anything for Hollywood or Nollywood, but it means something to you and me. You made a vow. It may not mean anything for this society that are bastardized, which live against the counsel and the will of God. It may not mean anything for generation of vow breakers, but we are committed with the vow we made before God. It is more than a promise. It is a covenant. You took that vow before God. No wonder the book of Malachi chapter 2 verse 14. Malachi chapter 2 verse 14. He said, wherefore, because the Lord has been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously, yet is she the companion and the wife of thy covenant. I've had people that said, I don't need a piece of paper or a ring to be married. But there is a vow that goes between both of you, and God recognizes it. Because you made a vow. That's why you need to fight against anti-marital forces. A vow before God, a vow that counts even on difficulty time. Don't you think it's a madness? That's when we are taking a vow today, where some people say for better, for worse. Some people said, why will you be preparing for the worst? The life is not only a level grant. This place that is level, it is an artificial limit. Life is a combination of joy and sorrow. So when your wife, when is in trouble, will you want to abandon her? When your husband is in trouble, you want to abandon him? It is for better, for worse. It may be difficult, but that's a vow. Vow before God is a covenant. It may be a difficult vow. You know, what they call vow, especially of marriage, they call it gameo. Fused together. That's the meaning of the Greek. Fused together. Fused together for life. So, I mean, some people suddenly, why should this happen? You took a vow before God. It may be difficult. And not only that you took a vow, not only that it's a difficult vow, it is a vow for life. For life. It takes only a few minutes to get married, but it takes a lifetime to build a marriage. Only a few minutes. Few minutes. And that's why if you are married, you should never treat your husband or your wife with, I will do this. What will you do? You are for life. Your marriage may not be perfect, but your marriage is work in progress. Why do you need to war against anti-marital forces? Not only because, not only you took a vow, number two, because you believe in marriage. Your father believes in marriage, and you must believe in marriage also. The Bible said in Hebrews 13:4, marriage is honorable in all, and a bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterer will God judge. Society has made mockery of marriage. They say it's no longer valid. We joke and laugh on marriage. But I want you to know that God believes in marriage, and I believe in it. Your father, the one you believes in marriage. He started it. And he wants us to respect the institution. Now he wants you to protect it, to guide it, pray against all the forces that may be working against your marriage. And nobody is immune from being tempted. Nobody is immune from being derailed when we talk on this area. Let your children know you believe in marriage. Let them know that you believe in what God declared. It is not a good idea, it's God's idea. I mean, society that we needs it. I believe in the institution of marriage because it's God's idea. Society that we live in needs it. It shows us our relationship, how we can build a relationship in the society. Before you can build government, before you can do anything, let's see how they all look like. The poor condition of our nation and society can be traced to the poor condition in homes. If our marriages goes well, the nation will do well. You need it, I need it. Marriage was created in the garden to complete man and to complete a woman. Until you are married, you are not complete. And if you are married, you are configured and wired for life. Marriage completes you, completes me. It meets my needs of companionship. It meets my needs of intimacy. It meets my need for help. Who needs it? You need it. I need it. Where should we war against anti-marital forces? Number three. Because, or number four, your marriage is part of your destiny. Your marriage is part of your destiny. Mark 10:9. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder. We are joined together for a purpose, and it didn't surprise God. When I marry Rachel, she complimented me. Your wife, your husband, together, you are one. If you have challenge in your marriage, hand it over to God. The one who manufactured marriage has a way of servicing and rewind it, if the language allows that. Part of our identity in God is marriage. I mean, and it's worth fighting for. Worth fighting for. And you have to invest your life, your attention in it. Let me mention a few things before I mention how do we war against that. What kind of marriage are under attack? I listed 30, but I won't go that route. What kind of marriages are under attack? Number one, marriages where communication has broken down. I see couples who send notes to themselves. Communication has broken down. Somebody said, you know me, I don't know how to talk. when communication is broken down between you and your husband, and you see, more often than not, husband and wife will not be the same thing. I discover my temperament differs from my wife. I'm not able to say whether I'm sanguine or choleric or a mixture of phlegmatics and sanguine. I don't know. But I know we differ. Approaches to issues differs. But we need to, you see, if all of us are this color, it will be monotonous. Some people are a little bit darker than me, some are lighter. It gives variety, gives spice, saints to life. Communication, you see, the marriages are, or a marriage is under attack when communication has broken down. That's number one. Even in Pentecostal churches today, there are husband and wife, every Sunday morning they must fight to church. Why? My father in the Lord narrated something that if, and he said it on pulpit, so I can quote him, that if he wanted to leave home by 8, he would tell his wife, we are leaving 7:30. You don't walk yourself. You know, man is configured one way. One way. Everything. Eating. One way. On the bed. One way. On talking. One way. In shopping. One way. That's the way we are configured. A woman will go round and round and round because they are meticulously wired and generational, transgenerational thinkers. That's who they are. They don't carry their husband alone, they carry the wife. If you are not part of the people that people say your wife has used your head, you are not a good man, you are not a good husband, and you are not enjoying your home. That's the truth. The Bible said a good woman. What did he say? Choir. The way people are looking at me at least. What did he say? A good woman is what? Come and talk to me. Get to the mic. A good woman is what? Okay. Tell me, Pastor Kushi, a good woman is what? A virtuous woman is what? No, a virtuous woman is the crown. If your wife is not the director and controller of your home, you don't have a crown. He said, but I am the president and commander-in-chief of the Fusion of Nation Lazarus. And so what? I'm the lion of the tribe of Judah of the Fusion clan. And so what? Learn to enter into your wife's emotion and empathy. This, I can't remember now, but this popular astronaut said a woman talk 5,000 times, 10,000 times, a man a day daily, and a man talk 5,000 times. So double. Not that they are less intelligent, they are even more intelligent, but they think and talk. But a man has make up his mind, I am going to the store, buy one item, pay the money, and go away. A woman will go there. When we nearly marry, I carry my wife to market, but after some time, I got tired. I don't want to walk myself up. Because in one shop, she would do many miles. I already know what I want to buy, pick it, pay. Pick, pay, finish. But she will pick this one. Put it here, pick this one. Pick this one. Go back to the original place and examine it and drop it and pick the one here. You know what he's doing? He's trying to think about you and your home. A marriage where communication has broken down is under attack. Number two, a marriage where in-laws have taken over He lost. They are the one controlling. Husband, don't give your in-law the root, the right to control your home. Today, she's on seat. Everything I want to do for my mother, 97 years old, I do it through. My mother didn't ask me for anything. They tried to circumvent her and said, no, we are one. But some people will carry his family member and say the wife is not good. Whether he is good or not, are you not the one who open your eyes and bring her? Shouldn't you walk upon her? Number three, marriage retained by money is under attack. As long as there is money, watch out, brother, when somebody says, I want to marry you, watch out whether she wanted to marry your money. Number four, marriages where both parties are actors and actresses. They pretend as if things are all right, but within, they are fighting, and there are cursing, quarreling, dominating, and domineering spirit. And there are many acting husband and wife. Number five, when the marriage has entered into a third party cage, there are people, anything that happened, they have a friend. They say, brother, come and hear what my wife has done today. Marriage is not for boys. It's for women. It's not for baby. Sister Alice, this man has come again. Marriage that have entered into top magic cage. Now, number six or so, marriage where there is an abusive husband or a stubborn wife need freedom. Maybe number seven, marriage where both parties are committing adultery. Marriage where both parties are committing adultery. Number eight, marriage where couple beat and bite one another. Baby husband will beat their wife. Baby wife will bite their husband. Marriage or marriages where the foundation is laid by sex, that is sex before marriage. Marriage or marriages with the foundation of accidental pregnancy. When people rush into marriage due to pregnancy, does that work? You have impregnated her, marry her. Of course, marriage with blood covenants. That is, when you are courting, you made a covenant. A marriage where the bride was stolen. Marriages where couples secretly carry out abortion. Marriages where both families never agree. So what are we saying? Maybe your own family need the touch of God. That's why we are here today. And I asked my father and the Lord, is it okay? And she said, it's okay. So that I will be I'll be there with you. I'll be watching you afar, and I will say my own prayer. If in any way you don't enjoy your marriage, in any way you have unnecessary delay in marriage, or you have been defrauded and cheated many ways, in any way you have been married and you don't know why the marriage is not fruitful, it could be because you need to war against antimarital forces. How then can I do the war? Number one, you need to get born again. First thing first. You need to get born again. For those of you who are caught in an unbeliever, you are not married yet. Don't do it. Get somebody who is a child of God. A child of the devil is unpredictable. I know you have waited for long as a sister. I know, brother, you have waited for long. They even accuse you, just as I was accused before I got married, that I'm impotent. But that should not push you to marry. Get born again. If you are already in it, repent and return. That's number one. Except you be born again. That's what the Bible said. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first. Number two, you need a complete repentance of how you have treated your wife, your husband. You know, this suit we are wearing does not show a wicked husband. And the hat that the lady are wearing does not show a terrible wife. But anyone that is sincere, you will know if secretly you are oppressing your wife or you are oppressing your husband. Secretly. Repent. You can do it today. Somebody said, but you don't know the thing I'm going through with my husband. God doesn't make mistake. Just like one of our daddy who is seated here, Baba Olabode, said, You have carried. I first heard that from Papa Tawade of blessed memory. That you have carried. You can't do nothing. Why don't you surrender and see how do we go about this so that, look, 50 years of age, when will you enjoy? You are 50 years, you are 55. When will you enjoy? And it's not up to the devil. You have a role to play. Repent of what you have done. That is not good. That's number two. Number three. You must rededicate your marriage. Rededicate your marriage. In fact, one of the things we are going to do this morning is that husband and wife, we hold hands. When it is time to pray, choir and everybody, you locate your husband. If you are unmarried, just put your own hand on your chest. So that you rededicate. If there are things you need to tell your wife, and say, I'm sorry, all the offenses I've done, forgive me. If your husband is not here, hold your husband in your heart. Rededicate your family. And look, the Bible said in Luke 1:37, what did he say? Now in Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 17, what did he say? Jeremiah 32:27, what did he say? Nothing is too hard for him. For us is hard, but not for God. Rededication. Number what are we now? Number four. Resist that force or those forces. The Bible said in James chapter 4 verse 7, James 4 7, submit yourself therefore to God and resist the devil and it will flee from you. Number what are we now? Number five. Hold on to the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it. And they are saved. Proverb what? Proverb what? Proverb 18:10. And in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. Philippians 2, 9 to 11. He said, God has highly exalted his name and given him a name. Number six, decree peace and prophesy over your house, over your spouse, over your family. What did he say? Job 22:28? Talk to me, choir. You are not only to sing, you are to quote the Bible. Job 22:28. 22:28. And thou shalt decree a thing and shall be established. A light shall shine on your path. Prophesy. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 and 11, so shall my word be. Went out from my mouth, it shall not return unto me, boy. Prophesy! The Lord took the man of God called Ezekiah. Is it? Ezekiah? Jeremiah? Talk to me. You are the one who is in their side today. He took him to the valley of the bow. Which prophet is that? And in chapter 37 from verse 1, said, prophesy! And as a professor, the thing happened. What do I do? Number seven, that's the last one. To war. You war by praise. You war by thanksgiving. You war against antimarital force. It may not be replica of what you want, but it's not what it used to be. It can be better. On two occasions in the Bible, one in the Old Testament and one in the New, praise brought down war. Two occasions. In the days of Ezekiah, as they started singing, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, they started singing. The Lord sent ambushment. The same thing that happened in Joshua chapter 6, verse 1 to 20. They shouted. In the days of Paul and Silas, they had a problem, but they praised God. And they got it. Now the ball is in your court. If you are born again, you can ask the Lord to anything will happen. If you are not born again, give him a chance this morning. If everything is going on well for you, it could be better. But it's not up to God. It has to do with what you do. Rise up with me, let us pray. What are you going to do about your marriage this morning? What will you do about your situation? Don't watch the situation. You have been single for long. All those people who met you as single has gone. You are still there. He said, you need to war. There's something that is warning against the will of God. And it's the will of God that a man should not be alone. A woman should not be alone. He that founded a man, he that founded a woman. You are going to ask him this morning. Here I am. Lord, do something new. Open open a new chapter for my family. Shall we begin to pray? I don't know about you, whether you are married or not married. Let God open a new chapter for you. In the next 30 seconds, then we'll do something we need to do in another 2 minutes. And I'll be done. Lord, do a new thing. In my life, do a new thing. In my family, do a new thing. In every area of my life, do something new, Lord. Open a new chapter for my family. Every anti-marital force and all anti-marital forces, hear the voice of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Raise your voice and say, my Father, I am here before you this morning. Everything you need to do to help me to enjoy my life, go ahead and do it, my Father. Whatever you need to do to take me to a place of enjoyment in life, especially in the area of marriage, help me. Whether you are married or not, your marriage, even if you have been married for 40-50 years, it could be sweeter as we behold him. We are transported from one level of glory to another. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. If you are here this morning, you know that you have not given your life. I didn't say you don't come to church. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. And me, today's service is for me. Come and meet me here. Anyone, you may be the only one, it doesn't really matter. Let the rest of us concentrate and say, God, let me enjoy my life. Let me enjoy my marriage. Even if you are not married, pray it as a credit. If you are there, you want the pastor to pray with you, you know. Anywhere you are, come and join me at the altar here. Come and join me. I want to pray for you personally. Now, is there anyone coming here? Just come as quickly as you can. Anyone among you who want to say, Pastor, pray with me, wherever you are, as others pray, please come. I'm still waiting for you so that I can pray with you right away. Is there anyone coming? Thank you. Just come. Thank you, brother. God bless. Thank you, sir. I want to pray personally with you. Thank you, sir. God bless you. If you are coming, I want you to come quickly. Thank you, sir. You are blessed, sir. You are blessed. Thank you. You are blessed of the Lord who created him. Others, pray. But those people who want to come, stand up, sir. Stand up, sir. Stand up. Stand up. If you want to come, quickly come. I want to pray with you. It's your turn now. It's your time. Now, don't let this time elude you. It's your turn. It's your time. Oh, God of heaven, I know that you love me so dearly. I know you want me to enjoy the rest of my life. Every unholy yoke around me, let them fall. Let them fail. Lord, thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. If you are coming, just come quickly. I want to touch you. I want to touch you. I want to touch you. Just come. If you are coming, come. Come. And I like you to pray. Lord, for the rest of my life, I don't want iniquity to hinder me. Oh God, do something unthinkable, unusual. Something unimaginable in my life. Something outstanding in my life. Do it, Lord. I know you are able. You are capable. You have the capacity and you have the capability. Please, if you are coming, come quickly. I'm about to pray. And I want to pray right away. Right away, I want to pray. I want to pray. Strengthen forth your hand to your two hands in the front. Bring your two hands together. Strengthen forth. Strengthen forth your two hands together. Thank you. God bless you. Do it. Bring your two hands close to each other. Your two hands close to each other.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I declare and decree over these ones that are before the altar, every yoke of iniquity in their life, as I have touched them as a point of contact, let the blood of Jesus wipe it away. Now, because to say amen, your name will enter into the record of never being corrupted in the name of Jesus. From today, a new chapter of glory will be open for you. A new chapter of joy will be open for you. What has been happening unpalatable around you, today, they are summarily dismissed in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone say amen. And every marriage in this house, hear the voice of the Lord. Every force against any marriage in this house, hear the voice of the Lord. Lose your grip and disappear. In the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter the years of this marriage, but there is no sweetness. I command all the forces holding your marriage on ransom, all the forces terrorizing your marriage, all the forces that have hijacked your marriage, I command them to lose grip and go in the name of Jesus Christ. From today, let there be a new beginning. Over your children of marriageable age, let there be new beginning. Over the youth of marriageable age, let there be new beginning. Every limit over your marriage, over your life as a sister, nobody is seeing you. Pretty, have good work. I pray that today, every limit is removed in the name of Jesus Christ. From this day, I declare a decree in the name that is above every other name. Every brother of marriage, hear the voice of the Lord. May your marriage suffer in the name of Jesus. All of us who are present here, young or old, including all our fathers and our mother, the sweetness that God desires for marriage, God will hand it. It doesn't matter what stage you are, God will hand it to your marriage in the name of Jesus. Everyone that say amen, your own will be sweeter than that of other in the name of Jesus. In the kingdom of the righteous, we will not be found missing. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And let someone say amen. Let someone say amen. Please, my brother and my sister, you will follow this. Have we done the thanksgiving? We have done the thanksgiving. Okay. Well, I don't know how possible it will be. If you can locate your husband or your wife, wherever you are, can you get near your husband? Let me say a word of prayer. If you are not married, it's okay. If your husband is not anywhere, just lift up your right hand. If you are not married, let your hand be on your chest. Just a word. Okay. This is our marriage today, before God and before men, that from today we enjoy the rest of our year. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Lord, hear our covenant today. Hear our covenants. We are forgiving each other, oh God, and we rededicate every marriage and all marriages in the house today. Receive a new beginning in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatsoever has bring sorrow into that your home, whatsoever has bring tragedy into your family, today, on the altar that my fathers and mothers have climbed from the founder of this church on this ground,
Lord, I enter and I put my leg in there where they have put their legs. Oh God, and I declare every marriage and all marriages in the church of God today receive new beginning in the name of Jesus Christ. Zokatambo kahile de boa. Enisakayo bolota. God, you have not lost your throne to the enemy. You are the one who founded marriage. Why should we not enjoy it? Everyone who is managing, they don't really enjoy. They don't enjoy food. They don't enjoy sex. They don't enjoy relationship. From today, let there be new beginning in the name of Jesus Christ. We rededicate every marriage and all marriages in the name of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God our Father, open a new chapter in heaven and on earth. In the kingdom of heaven, let us be there together. And all our children and our grandchildren. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let someone say amen.
Jam your hands together for the Almighty God.
Thank you for listening. I am sure you have been blessed by the message. For inquiries, please contact Genesis Sound Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, National Headquarters, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutemeta, Lagos, or call 080-2918-9670 or 080-9338-1518. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.